Recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, it's Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now here's Larry.
Hey, everybody.
We're excited.
They're wild tonight.
Yeah, they are. We're excited to be back in the studio. I think we can get going here in just a minute. But before we start the show, let's tell them once again about our T-shirt giveaway.
Yeah, I didn't wear mine. It's at the cleaners. Well, I wore it one time. And then
then you're taking it to the cleaners?
You need to get me another one so I can have it rotate.
Well, I'll get a bunch of them. Hey, folks, we do have a good T-shirt for you. It says our logo on the front of it, Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. Also says Term Limits, America's Only Hope, and Federal, State, and Local. We've got 4 years, two terms on there. We got a bunch of stuff.
Cool.
It's front and back. It's a great color-looking shirt. And we're going to give it to you for free. We're not trying to sell you a thing.
That's it.
Okay.
Can't get a better deal than that.
Well, free, I don't think so.
Free's not bad.
Not at all. I'll take it every day of the world. So we're going to give you a free T-shirt. We're going to pay the shipping. And the only thing you have to do to get one is to send an email to LarryB@LarrysRRR.com. LarryB@LarrysRRR.com. Send us an email. All we ask for you to do is give us your name, your shirt size, your address that you want it shipped to, and the platform that you're listening or watching on. So just simply put on there, hey, I'm watching you on YouTube or Rumble or Spotify, you name it. We've got them all, okay? So be sure and do that and send us an email and we'll get those out. Now, we've already got requests. We've had these on one show and we've already got requests. But as we began to unpack all of them that we had, we were unhappy with the quality in some of the printing. And so our supplier came in, looked at it. The president of the company said, this is not the kind of quality that we expect out of our company. So we're taking all of these back and we're doing a reprint. It's some kind of a new digital, they spray it with some chemical, then digitize it on there and all that good stuff. I don't know what they did, and neither does he, but he uses it as a lesson to tell them, hey.
Did he come into the restaurant and eat lunch?
His sales rep did.
Oh, he did. Okay.
And I just simply asked, hey, are you happy with this? He goes, no, I'm not. And I said, well, neither am I. And I said, I'd like to know what they want to do. So he took a couple of photos and a couple of samples and sent and took it to them, and they said, nope, that is not what we're accustomed to.
Well, that's just either that, so, give us a new shirt, or we're going to give you a not a custom piece of chicken.
Well, there you go. So, folks, be sure and send us your email. We'd love to send you one. We'll have them sometime later this week or early next week. So go ahead and send your email while you're listening to this show, and we will go ahead and get those on shipment for
cool.
you.
All right.
Hey, tonight, you know, we did a teaser at the last of last show, mm-hmm. at the end of the last show, and it was Elon Musk when he did his town hall meeting in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And, folks, it's about a two-hour video, and I've only listened to probably the first hour and 10 minutes, but, Randy, out of an hour and 10 minutes, I did 10 pages of handwritten notes.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't. I didn't even get the hour.
That's the
kind of hunt and pecked around.
Well, that's the difference between you and I. I turned it on and just sat
there. Well,
you're
our research department.
Well, you know, I had to do some research. And you know what he was there for, and we're not going to relive the entire thing, but we do want to go through. There were some fascinating things that he brought up. He was really there to help kind of get out the vote because he was talking about that there in Wisconsin, the big fight was for the Supreme Court justice.
Right.
Okay. And he said, you know, the big fight is for redistricting. What they're wanting to do is redistrict. And so for the House of Representatives, they get more when they redistrict and they'll get more House of Representatives. And so they'll get more seats and possibly take away the majority from the Republicans.
That's why you think they were wanting so many people to come in here.
Well, exactly.
That's it.
And
more,
it goes
more people, more votes, more congressmen, more representatives, whatever.
And he covers all of that in this video in minute detail. and talks about, you know, the illegals coming in and how Biden did everything. And so, obviously, that vote, they say that the Democrat won, which there's a lot of voter fraud they're talking about. You know, it's starting to come out more and more that she won. And, you know, the first thing that she did was in her acceptance speech was start trashing Donald Trump and Elon Musk and how she was vowed to vote or to fight them.
Right.
And what's really funny is I always thought that judges were there to interpret the law, not to make the law, correct?
Man, I don't know nowadays. I mean, they can come in there and they can just play president, I guess. If they don't like something he's doing, they can just...
Well, somehow an appointed judge can override an executive order or a command from the commander-in-chief, and they think that they have this. But, you know, back when Biden was in office, even AOC and different ones said, hey, it's just time to ignore the judges and move on and do what he wants to do.
Right.
And he did.
Well, that's different. Okay. See, they operate under a different set of rules than we have to.
They certainly do. They certainly do. You know, and I'm going to run through a few of my notes here, but Elon Musk said on this town hall meeting, he said, it's shocking to see how much violence and hatred is from the left. They've totally gone psycho.
Sure they have.
And they really, really have.
Well, you know who's leading the party, don't you? It's AOC and Bernie Sanders. Who's leading the party.
Yeah. And you know what's really funny is even Bernie Sanders is making a little more sense than the Democrats right now. I mean, he's pure and simple a socialist, and he admits that. Mm-hmm. But they've gone totally psycho. Mm-hmm. They really have.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that I can tell you, you know, when I listen to a speaker, I listen not only with my ears of what they're saying, but as the old saying goes, I listen for his heart. And in this, about 10 minutes into this whole video, mm-hmm. Randy, I can tell you that I began to see Elon Musk and his heart.
Right.
And what I really mean is by that is he really is aligned with Trump's love for America.
Sure he is.
And really, that's the reason why the left hates Trump so much, because he's so pro-America.
Right.
And they're so anti-American.
Yep.
Okay? I mean, I don't care what anybody says. The Democratic Party and their followers are such weird, radical people. They hate America and everything we stand for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They really do. And so he recognizes how much anti-American propaganda is pushed, even in the kids. He said, it is mind-blowing to hear and see some of the things that are going on in our schools, whether it be in elementary, junior high, high school, or college. You've got these professors, you've got these administrators that's out there pushing this anti-American propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's unbelievable.
Right.
So
right.
I guess one of the questions that I would have to ask, Randy, is anybody ready for homeschooling like I keep preaching?
Well, probably so, but there again, we've said it many, many times on this show, where you can get involved is run for your school board.
I agree.
And that's what a lot of cities are doing, because that's where it starts.
Yeah.
It starts with the kids and what we're training them and what we're teaching them.
I agree. And, you know, going back to several shows back, probably mid-year last year, we did a couple of shows, and we talked about education here in Arkansas. And everybody says, oh, this is Arkansas. You know, we're in the Bible Belt. We're in the South here, and everything's okay and cool and hunky-dory.
I don't think so.
We uncovered a couple of stories, and I pleaded parents to come on.
I know it.
And let us break the story for them.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say? No.
Can't do it.
No. It'll put too much political pressure on us. It'll put too much pressure on our children, yada, yada, yada. And so I can just tell you, folks, if I had children, if I was young and had children in school, homeschooling's my way to go. And I'm doing some research on bringing some homeschooling parents on to do a podcast for us. In fact, I approached one and she said, I'm not the person that you need to have on there.
Yeah.
I do my homeschooling a little different. She said, but you can get involved with some homeschooling kind of associations, if you will.
Right.
And they will gladly bring some people.
You know, in the neighborhood I used to live in, there was about three or four couples that got together on the street. They all knew each other.
Yeah.
And so all the kids would go to one of them was said, I'm going to be the teacher. So all the kids, like probably five or six of them, they would go to their house and she would teach them all day long every day.
Yeah.
And then keep them there after school at their house until, you know, the parents got home. So it was school and daycare all together right there in someone's house.
Oh, wow.
And it
worked
perfect.
Awesome. Yeah.
So
five or six kids?
Yeah. You know, just the neighborhood. It was a street, the street kids.
One teacher to a half a dozen kids versus one teacher to 30, 40
right.
kids.
Exactly. That's what.
Yeah.
And this was elementary.
Yeah. There you go. Well, did you know that on this video? And I was shocked when I saw this because I hadn't even heard this in the news, that Elon gave away two $1 million checks.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
I saw it was on it was on one of the YouTube clips.
Yeah.
And definitely wasn't on regular news.
No.
Like I said, you've got to, you've got to go and dig to find real news now.
You do.
You know, you've got to be on social network. That's the news.
Absolutely.
That's the news.
Yeah. Well, he said he did it just for two reasons. Number one, to get attention. He said, I just wanted to get the attention and get the advertisement out there. And number two, he said, and this is really his main thing, it really blows the mind of legacy media that I give away $1 million.
Right.
But two different people, Jacob and Katrina, they got $1 million check. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Giving away $2 million. And it just drives people insane.
Sure does.
That they've got a billionaire that can do this kind of stuff, mm-hmm. okay? And so he said, I draw attention to what they call America PAC. Okay, that's his organization, America PAC. And he said, that's why I'm really doing it, is to get the advertisement out there. So, folks, if you want to follow him at America PAC, go on X and go to the website, different things. But here's a sad thought, is that he is receiving death threats.
Of course.
To the tune of 17 to 18,000. Now, I don't know if that's daily, weekly, monthly, I don't know. But death threats, that is just unbelievable. I mean, here's a man that's a, you know, sometimes, Randy, I think, man, Larry, you know, you're 65 years old, you own a business, you're a pawpaw, you don't need to spend all the hours per week to do this silly podcast.
I know. Yeah.
You know, you think about it. And I'm like, why am I doing that?
Right, right.
Seriously.
I don't know. I wondered the same thing.
Well, you do. You kind of.
Why am I doing it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's your idea. You talked me into it. And I'll continually remind you of that, okay? But we get on here and we have some fun and we do it. But, I mean, let's face it. He is a billionaire.
Yeah.
Going to Mars, you know, going to get people that's, you know, trapped in space. And he's got all of this stuff. He owns Tesla. He does all this stuff. And he... You know, he doesn't have to do a stinking thing.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't have to make another penny in the world, but yet he does it. And I can tell you the reason that he does it is just like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
His love for America.
Right.
There really is no other reason for he or Donald Trump to ever do a lift another finger. I mean, Donald Trump could have went and bought his own island.
Right.
Just disappeared and said, hey, you know,
leave me alone.
Screw this country, screw all the politics. I'm out. Mm-hmm. I tried. Mm-hmm. This thing is not fixable. And I'm going to be honest with you up front. After watching as much of this video as I did, I have reservations, Randy, that our country is really fixable.
It's close. I mean, it's
This is a sad podcast, honestly.
You know, everybody's all up in arms about, you know, of course, the stock market, and yeah, it's hurt me.
Yeah.
And it has, personally. All the, you know, stuff, prices going up. But let me tell you, he's trying to, if we don't do something about this debt, the debt that this country's in, and that's what he's ultimately trying to do,
right,
is to start to turn this thing around.
Yeah.
It is going to be a train wreck. It's going to be a train wreck.
Yeah.
And it's all of a sudden going to, so you can, yeah, it's going to hurt a little now and maybe in the next year, but at least we're getting somewhere. And yeah, it's going to hurt everybody a little bit. But let me tell you, it versus the consequences of coming to a complete train wreck halt. And then what happens? The money's worth nothing.
America is headed for bankruptcy.
Right.
If you and I were doing business the way that America is doing business,
oh, they'd shut me down.
Well, we would be in bankruptcy.
I know it. I would.
It would all be over.
I couldn't do it.
But in America, we can print more money. We can do more stuff. We can raise taxes. We can do all kinds of stuff.
You can keep going and keep going, but then there's going to be a time when it has to stop.
Right.
It has to stop.
Right. Exactly. Well, he talked about how, you know, the left is so weighted in violence. They're burning things down, tearing stuff up. And yet there is no Democrat that has stepped up and called for an end to any of this. None.
No, they're just sitting there watching.
In fact, they're out there and they're actually promoting it. They are promoting this.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And so the violence that is happening in the streets, folks, you can thank a couple of different factors in this. The Democrats are pushing for it, and George Soros is financing it.
Yeah, sure he is.
All of these protests that happened Saturday here in America, you saw them busing in. If you were on X, you saw all kinds of videos. They had people out there that was videotaping all of the people that were bussed in.
Right.
Don't tell me that 70 million people or whatever it was that voted for Donald Trump and gave him the absolute mandate to turn this country around has within, 60 days or less actually turned on him and said, get your hands off of this. Mm-hmm. These are the radical, weird people that George Soros is paying. In fact, there's now videos of some of these protesters that said, yes, I got paid to do this.
They're coming out.
You know, and they're saying, here's what you have to do in order to get paid. And some of the signs that the protesters are even carrying, you can tell are professionally done.
Yeah, right.
You know? And
oh,
so,
here, go hold your sign. Here, we'll give you the sign, too.
Yeah,
we had it made
exactly.
Up.
Then he, you know, in about 22 minutes into this video, he talks about the radical left, about it being a money laundering machine. He said it has a massive amount of corruption in government. And what they do is government sends the money to an NGO overseas, then the NGO will send it to another NGO, then they'll send it to another NGO, and it just is nothing more than a money laundering machine until finally you lose track. But yet, all of the people that have these NGOs that's involved, they all took their share out of it for administrative purposes.
Sure, of course.
And he said this whole scam, this whole NGO thing is nothing more than a scam.
Right.
Then, you know, he goes on and talks more about the media censorship. And several people got on there and thanked him for buying X because they said you bought back free speech.
Sure.
And we've said that here on this podcast.
He did.
Then he brought up, this was something that we really haven't covered, and I've got some information on it. But he said not only did the media censorship, but now there's financial services that are censoring.
Huh.
And, you know, during the election, we found out that Bank of America had thousands of conservatives that got kicked out of the bank. You've probably heard of this.
Good. I can't stand Bank of America.
Well, neither can I. I left them years ago. Yeah. They're not Bank of America.
Any nationwide bank, I can't stand.
Yeah, you and I bank at the same bank, and it's a regional, smaller bank, and they treat us wonderfully. We're not just a number.
I was in there today.
Yeah, good people. But they are taking, you know, anybody that has anything to do with any conservative focus, they have booted them out. They've said, you can't have an account here any longer.
Yeah.
Wow, how weird is that?
Uh-huh.
I mean, think about that. So let's see here. Yeah, and we talked about some of the videos. Somebody asked him about how aggressive these protesters are. And I thought it was funny because the way he speaks is just really funny.
Right. Uh-huh.
The way he thinks and the way he speaks is just kind of humorous sometimes. And he said, well, calling for death is just not cool. And the way he said it, you'd have to just go listen to the video, but calling for death just is not cool.
That sounded like James.
Yeah, I did, didn't it? You know, there was a lady, a video of a lady that someone interviewed at one of these protests, and she said, I was just wishing for 3 more inches. Now, I know, looking at your face, that's not what she was thinking and wishing for, okay? She was talking about that they missed Trump's head by 3 inches.
Good grief.
And she literally, and I tried my best to find a place to download that video because I so much wanted to show it to you. And folks, I'll keep looking for
it.
If I can find it,
we'll
put it on the show.
We'll find it so you don't have to.
But she was literally saying if we could have just get another chance. And she literally was standing there talking about how she was hoping that they would do one more chance.
Did you see this?
This was on X.
Really?
Yeah, this was on X. One of the podcasters, and like Laura Loomer, has different people that go out for her show and different things.
Right.
And they all hate her, you know, because she's so conservative. President Trump, you know, he met with her and all of this, and then he started firing people. Well, you know, that's what you get. Oh, I thought it was interesting during question and answering during about 34 minutes into this video, somebody shouted out, what do you think about the Fed?
Mm-hmm.
And he jokingly said, in the Fed. End it. He said, there are 20,000 people that work for the Fed.
Good grief.
Think about that for a minute. Excuse me. He said, now you think about that. Ron Paul advocated to end the Fed for many, many years, and no one wanted to listen to the man.
Uh-huh.
In fact, he's come out now and said, folks, I've been preaching this for years. No one wanted to listen to me. Kind of sounds like you and I on this podcast, right?
Mm-hmm. He's probably watching.
He said, we run a $2 trillion deficit and pay interest payments now get this. The interest payments on our $2 trillion debt exceeds more than we actually have for the entire budget of the military.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, folks, listen to that. Our entire interest payments exceed the DOD budget. I mean, now that's just sad. And then he said at 37 minutes and 7 seconds, he said, the goal of DOGE is to get rid of the waste and the fraud.
Right. That's it.
Now, this is surprising to me. He said there's 80% waste and 20% fraud. That's the only thing I'll question him on in this entire video.
80%
is waste.
Okay.
And 20% of it is fraud. Just flat out fraud.
That's 100%.
That's 100%. I'm thinking it's probably more like 50-50. I think there's a lot more fraud in there, and I think he was really trying to be nice, okay? Now, here's something that he also said I think this would drive the liberals absolutely crazy. And, let me back up. He said, now, all of this we post on the DOGE website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got that earmarked on my computer, and I don't visit it enough. I really don't.
Right, right.
And I need to go look at it more. But he said the whole thing about Doge is to look at each expense and ask, is this a good use of your tax dollars? And he said, that's all we're doing.
Right.
It's not a political thing. It's just, is this good use of your tax dollars? Yeah. And he talked about the pornography, children's comic books overseas. Right. Do we want to really be doing that kind of stuff with our tax dollars?
And when you ask Democrats that, they won't answer. They won't answer. They just won't.
That's because their answer is yes, because they want to pervert our children, because they're a bunch of perverts.
But they won't say it.
No, they won't. He said, if you'll go back and listen, this is what I really found interesting also. If you'll go back and listen to Clinton Gore speeches from years ago, they were saying exactly what Doge is saying now.
Interesting. Wow.
I thought that was very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. Hey, just a couple of more things, and then we'll go to a commercial break. He said that the Biden administration took every arm of the U.S. government and bent it towards creating a financial incentive for illegals to come to the U.S.
Huh.
He said Social Security, Medicaid, unemployment, disability, the IRS. He said, do you realize that if you go out here, and he said, I probably shouldn't say this because it's going to be on the air and it's going to help people, but he said, if you go out here and fill out a fake tax return,
right,
you will get a return.
Well, sure. I wouldn't doubt it.
If you'll file the tax return,
you will
get money back because they don't have time to look at them and do it. They just send checks out. He said Democrats are spending tens of billions of dollars to attract and retain illegals to the U.S. And he said the goal is to turn all of the swing states blue, including Wisconsin. And we're going to come back. This is a good place to take a commercial break, but we're going to come back, and we got 12 minutes of this as a clip, and we're going to roll it, and we'll just talk during it and kind of look at it and dissect it, because I think that you're going to be very interested in hearing and seeing what they have to say. So we'll be right back, folks. Okay.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
All right, welcome back. Well, we've got about a 12-minute clip here that we're going to pay attention to, and we'll just listen to it, and we'll play along with it, okay?
All right.
What you... Antonio is helping out with Social Security. So just trying to review Social Security, where you may have heard that we found 20 million dead people marked as alive in the Social Security database. This is so crazy. And then you'll notice there's a strange trend here where how many Social Security numbers were issued. Do you want to?
Yeah, so let me... Let me tell you what happened here. We started at the top of the system.
You want to talk about a lot of it?
We started at the top of the system, mapping the whole system of Social Security to understand where all the fraud was. And there's a lot of great people there that showed us really a lot of waste. And so that came up with a big list of stuff they're working on. You've heard some of that already. But this is what jumped out at us. When we saw these numbers, we were like, what is this? In 21, you see 270,000 people, goes all the way to 2.1 million in 24. These are non-citizens that are getting Social Security numbers.
Yeah, this is a mind-blowing chart.
Yeah, this literally blew us away. Like, we went there to find fraud, and we found this by accident.
Now, he's getting ready to tell you here why.
And this isn't political, by the way. Yeah. My parents are immigrants. This country's been great to us. My brother and sister are all born in Spain. I'm pro-legal immigration.
I love
this
that.
This is not political.
Pro-legal.
This is about America and the future of America. And there are a lot of good people in the system that pointed this in this direction. I want to honor them right now, that work in the government today, who took risks to show us these numbers and tell us what's going on.
That's right.
Yeah. So I want to stop for a minute. I want to honor those people today.
They're stepping forward.
Very good people. Very good people. I have been from D.C. to Social Security offices, to the border, to track this down. And very good people have helped us along the way. I want to thank them.
Yeah.
This number, what this is...
Hey, Randy, pause up for just 1 second.
Okay. Now,
this thought just popped in my head. He said here, I think, 3 or 4 times, these are very good people.
Right.
Very good people.
Right.
Can you imagine working for your government, being patriotic,
right,
okay,
right,
and loving America, and right, yet being under the regime, the communist
right
regime that they have had to work under?
And can't say anything.
And you can't say mm-hmm anything. And now you've got a president that has unleashed DOGE to say, here, we're
right
coming to the rescue.
That's right.
Think about that for a minute,
hey,
man.
Back when he was president, I've talked to military people.
Yeah.
Won't say any names.
No.
That they said, listen, I can't say anything. I can't say anything.
Yeah.
You know, I can tell you kind of how I feel and the direction, but I could tell you some stuff, but I can't say it.
Isn't it horrible?
It is.
I couldn't work that way, man.
I know it, but that's the way it...
That's probably why you and I are self-employed. Don't you think?
I'm like, maybe.
Yeah, it could be. All right.
All right.
Come in the country, if you're an illegal, there's a couple ways to come in. You come in through a port of entry, and you can tell them you're afraid, and they'll give you an asylum case. You'll get an interview, then you get in. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is to just go to the border. Literally, this happened. I talked to Border Patrol myself. Elon was there, too. I went to Laredo, and I went to Bronzeville. Elon went to Eagle Pass. You walk up to a Border Patrol officer, and you tell them you want to come in. They have a couple of choices. They could charge you with a misdemeanor or a felony under 1325, or they can make it an administrative offense, like a parking ticket, basically. They were told to do that, make it an administrative offense under the last administration. And then you go walk across the border, they do what's called a release on your own recognizance, and they give you an NTA, a notice to appear, which is to appear at a judge. The wait times on judges are like average 6 years. Look at Grok, you'll see
good
it on
grief
immigration judges. There's only 700 of them. This is 5.5 million people.
Wow. Okay?
So
700 judges
once
to
you're
do
in the country
5.5 million.
You've got asylum through one of these pathways, and we map the whole thing out. You can apply for a work document. You file a 765. It's the work form. You get this form called the 766. That's the authorization.
Wait for it.
And then Social Security Administration automatically sends you in the mail boom your Social Security number.
There you
no
go.
Interview.
That's it.
No ID.
This is worth like just reiterating. It's not people sometimes think that under the Biden administration that he was simply asleep at the switch. He wasn't asleep.
No.
They weren't asleep at the switch. It was a massive, large-scale program to import as many illegals as possible, ultimately to change the entire voting map of the United States and disenfranchise the American people and make it a permanent, deep blue, one-party state.
Pause that right there.
No escape.
Pause that
right
there. How many times, Randy, have we sat on this podcast and said this was by design?
Yep, that's right.
Because they hate America.
That's right.
They hate America for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They hate America for how we are and what we stand for. And these people have gotten into office and clawed their way in and held on for dear life, made a career politician out of themselves.
Mm-hmm. I know.
We kept saying.
I'm just glad it's exposed.
I am too.
So, you know, but the thing is you won't see this on the news.
No.
You won't see, you've got there again. You've got to watch something. You got to watch what we're doing or somebody else or one of the, you know, watch something.
Oh, yeah.
Not the news.
You
you're
better be paying
it
attention.
You're not going to see it on there.
Dig out the podcasters, the people that's on different podcasts and X and YouTube and Rumble. Get out there and listen to some of us because, you know, I will talk to people and they look at me and I can tell they look at me like, good God, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know.
People looked at me when people looked at me and like, good God, you're crazy, man. You know? And yet now you got DOGE that they're saying the same exact thing that we were saying
that's
6 months ago.
I know it. Yep.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I just wanted
keep it. I know you want
toot our horn.
Sure.
There you go.
Look, if I hadn't seen this myself, I'm not sure I'd have believed it. I went through it myself and mapped it. And Elon is right. This is true. The defaults in the system from Social Security to all of the benefit programs have been set to max inclusion, max pay for these people, and minimum collection.
Good.
That's
grief.
What's happening. We found 1.3 million of them already on Medicaid. as an example.
Yeah.
We've gone through on every benefit program we went through, we found groups from this particular group of people, this 5.5 million people, in those benefit programs. And then what was really, really disturbing
here it comes.
Us was why.
This will blow your mind. Why.
And so we actually just took a sample and looked at voter registration records. And we found people here registered to vote.
Boom.
In this population, yes.
Mm-hmm. And who did vote.
And we found some by sampling that actually did vote. And we have referred them to prosecution at the Homeland Security
Good.
Investigation Service.
Yeah.
Already. Already. That is already happening. Right now. Yeah.
But Larry, I want to see the arrest.
Well,
I want to
see
you, the
Randy.
Arrest. You know.
You always look at me and say, be patient, be patient.
No.
You're just poking at me.
I want to see the arrest.
I'm ready to see some handcuffs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I say put them in shackles and drag them out here. Where, when?
Yeah, when are the judges going to say about this? You know, when are the judges going to say you can't do this? Throw them in jail. You know, whatever.
We've got so much evidence on so many people that are so corrupt, and yet we are not seeing any arrests.
Well, I heard the next group he's going to go into is going to be the ones that are making all this money and only getting paid $200,000.
Yeah. Oh, it's
and
in there.
Now, I know it.
It's
and,
in there.
And but I want to see some handcuffs.
I do, too.
So.
All right. Keep it rolling.
And the truly disturbing thing, though, I just want you to know this, a truly disturbing thing to me, and the darkest thing about this to
yes.
me, the voter fraud is terrible, but the human tragedy this created is extraordinary, because what you don't understand, and people don't know, and Americans need to know, that's why I'm here, is that human traffickers made $13 to $15 billion off of this.
Yes,
okay?
That's it.
The money that's going around the world, moving people around the world to our borders because of these incentives. How does it work? What happens? Hey, if you're in Africa and you're in Central America, you got to walk up through Mexico, through Central America. Who do you pay? You pay the narcos, you pay the traffickers, right? And we were told by ICE, it's between $20,000 and $500, depends where they pick you up, to walk across all those countries and get all the way up to the border. Where does that money go? It goes to the cartels.
Pause it right there.
It goes to human traffickers.
All
right. Right there. So you've got human traffickers that are getting paid $13 to $15 billion industry.
Right.
Okay, let's call it for what it is. It's mm-hmm. an industry. Mm-hmm. $13 to $15 billion. Now think about it this way, because this dawned on me when I was watching this one of the times, is remember how we see a car roll up in Ukraine and grab some dad that's with his wife and
right.
daughter, let's say, mm-hmm. and they grab him and say, shove him in the car and say, you've got to go to the front line.
Right.
Oh, and the libs, they just, they're just weeping and crying.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, they're willing to allow this type of human trafficking to go on.
Right, right.
What's the difference? And go ahead, roll it some more. But we cry over one thing, but then we just applaud everything else.
Sure.
But it's because these people coming into our country is in their best interest,
mm-hmm.
and we'll figure it out. Go ahead.
Right, there are 30,000 children that have not appeared on the notice to appear already. ICE knows this. 30,000 children, 270,000 children didn't even get notices to appear. ICE told us that kids are being trafficked back and forth across the border to complete families to make this easier. This is a human tragedy. It's not just the money, it's the people and the kids. And how many of these people died on the way up here that didn't make it in? What happened to them? We created a system here that created an incentive for people to come and be taken advantage of by these traffickers. And how do you think they get paid? What, you're in Africa, Central America, you got $20,000 or $10,000 or $5,000 to pay these traffickers? No, you don't. What happens? You come in, then you owe them the money. You're an indentured servant.
Mm.
If you don't pay them, what happens? What do? They kill your mother, they kill your brother, they kill your family. What happens next?
Pause it right there.
That's what we discovered.
That's a great point, Randy.
Right. Yeah.
Is they become a slave.
Sure.
So the liberals are now in favor of slavery. Let's just put that out there.
Yeah.
Because think about it. If you're in Africa, like he said, do you have 20 grand to get into America?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-mm.
But the cartel will say, we'll get you in there because we know how We know the buttons to push and all the paperwork to do. Mm-hmm. We know how to get you in there.
Right.
So they get people in here. Okay, now you owe us 20 grand. But you've got to go get a job and start paying us. Now, if you miss a payment, what they're going to do is they're going to contact you and say, hey, if you don't make this payment next, we're going to kill your baby brother.
Yeah. Huh.
Now, we talk about money that is being made here in America and sent back to families.
Right.
Okay, in Mexico and right. different places. Why do you think they're sending it back? A lot of us have been led to believe it's because the family members are back there suffering and have such a poor lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And part of that is true, that they're willing to make money here to send back there.
Right.
But a lot of that is getting funneled over to the cartels, okay, yeah. for payment of getting them in here to begin with. Then, in case anybody missed it, what he just said was, is children are being trafficked back and forth, back and forth. The reason is, and you saw the liberals crying because, oh, we're taking children away, we're putting them in cages, we're putting them in tents, we're putting them in camps here, away. We're separating them from the family. That's because so many of these children don't even belong.
Yeah.
They will send so many children back, hook them up with people that look like parents and grandparents.
And then bring them back.
And bring them back in.
Yeah.
So that cartel is getting paid multiple times because the liberals are bowing the knee to do this. Mm-hmm. Mm. So I think what we're figuring out here, let me make this statement because it's, I think, very bold. Not only is the government, the liberal communist government that we're under right now, the regime, mm-hmm. not only is America, let me say it this, not only is the U.S. government the biggest money laundering machine that's ever been invented, mm-hmm. but we're also the largest human trafficking machine.
Wow. Yeah.
That's ever been invented. Think about it. And don't tell me, I'm not blaming this just on the Democrats. Because don't tell me that the Republicans are not aware of this.
Right.
Because they are. Oh, they have are. To be, Randy. Mm-hmm. What's the old saying go? How does the old saying goes? Don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining. Yeah. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
Don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining. These Republicans, they know about all this.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
Go ahead and roll it.
And I have to tell you, it's tragic to me. The tragedy, the human tragedy this created is extraordinary. That's the real problem. This is America. We don't do this here in America.
Yeah.
We don't do this here in America. People come here legally, and that's great. Elon came here legally. My parents came here legally. That's the way to do it. This is outrageous.
Well, let's stop it right there. Okay. I think that's probably a pretty good place. I think we've made our point.
I think so.
I would have to say, particularly wearing this T-shirt, have we not made our case for term limits?
I think so.
And everybody thought I was crazy. Got on this podcast, and from the very get-go, I started screaming term limits.
First show one or two for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And people looked at me, and you know, even some of our guests looked at me and said, well, would you want to live without this guy? Would right. you want to live without this right. guy? And my answer is yes. That sword cuts both ways.
Yeah.
But you have to allow that. You know, America, the Congress put in term limits on the president because we didn't want a dictator. We didn't want a king.
Right.
We didn't want someone lording over us.
Trump's going to run for the third term. Have you heard that?
I've heard liberals pushing for that. I've heard them say that, oh, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. Now, we know how to obey the laws, and that's the difference between us and these communist yeah. liberals that are out here.
Yeah,
we're not out here burning places down. We're not out here destroying cars. We're not out here doing all of this mess that they're doing. But folks, I've got to tell you that what you just saw here, if you'll go listen to the whole 2-hour show, this is amazing to me that Doge is uncovering this and bringing it out. And I've got to tell you, if you'll come back, I know that we're going to do a show with our good friend Terry Nance and release it after this one.
Yeah.
But then we're going to come back and we'll pick back up on this because I've got about a 10 to 11 item plan on how the liberals have intended to take over America and destroy America.
Yeah.
And I'd like to lay it all out there and see what people think about it because... And we may even go back and play part of this because many of the ideas I got from listening to this, figuring out this is all part of the master plan.
Right. Terry's show's next week, right?
Yeah, it is. Right after this one.
Yeah. We've already recorded it, but it's an awesome show.
That's our Easter show for y'all, and then we'll be back with another one. But, folks, I hope that you will... like and subscribe and tell everybody about our show. Be sure and send us an email. Get your free T-shirt. We'd love to send you one of these. And when they send them to us, we'll get it right out to you because they're going to be an awesome T-shirt for you to wear.
Right.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Have a great day. Tomorrow.